spit a few bars. Here we go.
I need a jerky. I need to hit a drop, so I don't want to. Is it gonna drop? It's ready. Run it back.
It's like a loud kick in there.
Yeah, but I need to hear the beat. I need to know who I'm shouting at before the thing.
Shout me out now.
Hold on. Who's this tap beat? Oh. Shout out all my drillers out in East London. I'm drilling up north. I'm drilling down south. Gotta do this thing. Yeah. Yo. Stepped up into the gym, doing this fitness thing. I stepped up in the class, doing this boot camp thing. I swept them all out, wait an hour. I tend to slip in bike, sketch go on the bike. Gotta go do these intervals, running up the hills. I show them Adele, hometown glory ting. Get up off the bike, show them how to stretch. Go to a man, cry, bond and do repeat. Hey, that was hard though. Hey, run that back.
All right, so we're back, the Complete PT Podcast. It's been about a month since my last one, so I'm really happy to have done one again. I've missed the conversations with my colleagues just due to them being away, me being away, stuff like that. So I managed to catch Aero in this episode. We had a very lengthy conversation, I would say. It was pretty long, and we digressed and went on tangents and all that. So there was quite a bit of editing probably still to be done by the time I finished this video. But yeah, it was long. So I hope I can cut it so it's interesting and engaging enough for you. I think we went on some really good paths in terms of conversation for nutrition, his uni life, his personal goals, all that. So I really hope you enjoy it, guys. He's a really funny guy, a really good friend of mine. And so without further ado, I present to you Mr. Errol Kunwabona. Get them down.
I really liked it. I can't tell you I remember everything that you spoke about. I know there was a lot of emphasis on nutrition. Do you know what? It was very nutrition focused.
As soon as his mind starts ticking, like he's just able to just go with it. Like,
oh yeah. Oh man, he's so funny.
I mean, he knows what he's talking about, I guess.
That was a good conversation.
Has it started, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what you do. You just turn it on.
I wasn't aware, you know.
And the power of editing.
I thought you were just testing the camera.
No.
I make clips out of it. I really have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Spare time.
Yeah. Well, not really. It takes up like quite a fair bit of time. It's not easy work. Like,
no, I mean, in terms of just like the when you get to finish this session and you can go away and just rewatch it and do what you want to it. Do you spend a lot of time doing that as well?
Yeah. Like, so I
editing.
I'm doing that as part of like my business now. It's actually gone. I think it's gone pretty good.
Mm.
I really enjoy it. So I don't know. I kind of found a hobby in doing videos and just like, you know, just doing fun stuff. So anyway, I'm gonna do a selfie. We digressed.
Yeah, 12 minutes.
That's so good. All right, selfie time. All right, let's do this.
Right now.
Yeah, man.
Rascal.
Ready, 3, 2. All right,
let's get down to it. So you're going to tell them that they have to skip to 15 minutes before they hear anything relevant.
So, I'm going to say lead into gym life. What's it like for you at the gym at the moment?
You mean the pure gym?
In general, your gym life at the moment.
Oh, it sucks. I guess this is where the manager will talk about time management, but I just find it hard to do what I want to do, train the way I want to train. That doesn't fit with my commitments right now.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of doing what I want to do, yeah, I can come in like, so weightlifting. So yeah, I can come in and bust a few cleans, come in and bust a few snatches, and it's like, then what? Because it's like, for the amount of time or the amount of energy that requires, and the load that I'd like to do it at as well, I'm just going to be tired all day. So that's taking a back seat. I did hurt my shoulder in like March anyway. So I mean, it's quite nice to have this little break from it. And my knees feel so much nicer than they did when I was training. So from that point of view, that's cool. And to be fair, from this leads in very well actually, because you know me, I was always against, when I came in initially, I was against teaching spin, I was against teaching pump and any of those other jazzy classes. That was not me. Like, even just teaching classes in itself was just a myth, like, to start off with. And then now I've been doing it 18 months now, and just, you know what, I'm really bored with the basic classes. So the LBTs, the boot camps, I've always hated pads, so that doesn't really count for me. Abs, what's the other ones that we have? Circuits,
tone. We don't really do many tones.
I've got bored of all of them. So I mean, I started teaching spin over a year ago, and I've been enjoying that ever since we started. Since I started it, and I feel like I've only just recently got good at it. But I'm much more confident playing around with my music. I've gone in a big detour. We're gonna come back to the weightlifting stuff. But spin's cool. I get my free sessions of cardio that I wouldn't intentionally do for myself, so I get back there from it. And pump has been there, like the gold mine in terms of my training at the minute, because I set up my pump class in a way that benefits me, in the sense that I know it's going to be tough, but I mean, you will still be able to complete it at your respective weight, like any training would. Like, mm-hmm. if somebody can't bench 100 but they can bench 50, you will give them 50, not 100, for X amount of time. It's a simple simple training mechanics, I guess. So like, a program, like I'm trying to set up my pumps like the way I'd write our program, in terms of like the exercise selection, going from big to small. So like, it kind of starts out unilaterally split squat, then we go into some squats. We detour from that. Initially, it was like a RDL into a barbell row. So we're looking at our hinge into our row.
Nice.
And then
nice. Yeah, good. Yeah, I like that. That's good. Yeah. And thinking.
Then we go into we're going to attack the legs again. So we've had 3 minutes away from the legs to come back at it. Throughout the second song, we do that. We just got a pure squat track, and that I've been really getting jazzy with the tempos now. We're kind of starting to get comfortable with the song. So I'm not changing the music, I'm changing the tempos or the variables within the song, so that I can make it fresh every time. We're not always doing 2-4-4-2.
Yep.
And then from there, what am I doing now? Oh, from there I go into shoulders. I'm sorry, but I do back to back shoulders intentionally.
Yeah.
I guess it's from
So what's your thinking there?
What I do is the first one is it's not even all shoulders like that, because the first one is front squat into front squat press. So you're using steel dre. So down, up, press, down. So that front squat, up, press, reset.
Yeah.
And then keep
talking.
And then from there we've got some Warren G. We do like a shoulder press into an upright row, but with the same type of format of being like shoulders press, shoulders reset. Upright row, you know, the upright row, get those shoulders nice and high.
Yep.
And then from there, there's another shoulder track, I think, but I know that there is a bench press coming up with a pec fly and then a hip thrust to finish.
Nice.
And then I've tried to add in some core in. So pump is really great for my training right now.
You do it with them, obviously.
I do it with them, yeah. And I do it with a weight that's challenging for me as well.
What weight are you using?
You're going to laugh.
What are you using?
I use a red plate and a blue plate on top. I'm sorry, but I'm dying.
15 kilo.
Bro, I am dying.
Really? 15 kilo.
Listen, working at those tempos, like my front squats are fours, my split squats are fours.
Yeah.
We've got hella holds.
Yeah.
So it's a task.
Yeah.
We've got the isometrics, we've got the eccentrics, you know.
What's your point?
It's hard.
Mate, I'm up to about 20, doing most of it at 25 kilos now.
I'm catching up, don't worry, you worry.
Yeah, 25 kilos, I'm pushing towards, I'm going to do... I'm gonna
25, make, so you got like three reds and a blue?
Two reds and a blue on the other side.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
So then I sometimes, in some, like for rows and whatnot, I'll add yellows on the back of that.
Mm-hmm.
Get
I could do that. 30. I just tend not to just fiddle around the ball because it's long.
But then my tempos must be different too. So I do a lot of like. So lately I've been focusing on sort of like a rep ranges. So trying to hit 16 reps at certain tempos for the exercises. So for instance, this morning I did. What are you looking for?
My cellular phone.
Your cellular phone.
Yeah.
Is it in your?
Oh no, it's in your. Oh
yeah.
Oh, you found that when you were fiddling around earlier.
Yeah.
Because I'm really bad with that. I really get scared.
Cool. No problem. Anyway, I don't.
You know, my business is on there. I can't lose that.
I need to get back to where I was talking about. So
we were talking about pump and two red plates.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm back now. So what I did this morning for upper body was floor press. So starting with extended arms.
That's what I do. Yeah.
So three down, one up. And we do that for 16 reps.
How do you do that? How do you count the reps? Like, I know that the last rep based on the song, but to know that I've got X amount of reps, I just can't plan a pump like that yet.
I don't know how to do it.
You just do it?
I just do it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. It's, for me, it's just like, it just works with the music. It's weird. Like, honestly, thinking about it now, it's kind of weird that it just sort of, I can count both, like, both the reps and the numbers that I'm doing for the time. But I try and keep it simple for myself. Mm. So I only do three and one. And then I do that for 16 reps, you know what I mean? So like if I was to change that and go like 3-1, 7-1 singles and try and count 16 reps in that aspect, it was like I'd be gone. So yeah. No, so that's what I do. And then I went into a press up for the tempo that I do. So my tempo, sort of what I've called tempo, is fours, so four and four, two and two, and then singles. And I go through a couple of times, depending on the exercise. But for upper body, usually once, and then I'll come back to it.
Mm.
And then we finished with lat raises. So one up, three down, 16 reps. And I think I may have done a fourth one. Either way, that's sort of the premise that I was working with. Oh yeah, the fourth one was upright row singles, just singles.
I refuse to do that as a double or four or two. I refuse.
No, why? Up,
two, three, down. Are you crazy? Upright row. I don't want to know.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll give it a go.
It's
but
good.
I can't imagine.
It hurts.
Have you shrugs before?
Yeah, no, I haven't. But
they're okay.
I don't know if I like the idea of just shrugs. I'd feel like I'd be wasting minutes.
Yeah, and that's why I took them out.
Mm, you know, I'd probably much rather hit things that would be more useful and more.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think I changed it to like from bicep curl, frontal raise, lateral raise, and finish with push ups. I love finishing with push ups.
Uni life.
Oh, I hate uni so damn much. Let's not talk about it.
Why?
I'm sick. I'm sick of it. I'm sick. I'm just sick of it. I'm done. Did you know what? For the first time in my life, I feel like I'm doing a task that I might not actually be able to do. For the first time, I've never stepped up to a task and thought, like, I can't do this. I've known things are going to be tough and you're going to have to grind to do it. And this is one of them ones there. But do you know what? For the first time in my whole entire life, I feel like I cannot do something.
But I believe in this idea that the more responsibility you take on, this isn't mine, by the way, I'm quoting someone, but this might not be even the best requote, but the more responsibility you take on, the more you actually grow into that and sort of become more efficient.
Do you think that makes you not age too fast or grow up too fast? But like amongst my group, I mean, before I get to that, that's the type of personality that I've always wanted to be. I've always wanted to be a guy that can look out for myself, like, earn my money, get a yard, you know, pay my bills, do what I want without asking anyone. Like, everyone calls me uncle and everyone calls me dad amongst my group, like my peers. Everyone calls me uncle and dad, and it's just like, I mean, I am the oldest. Like, more time, I'm 24, and a lot of them are still between 20 and 24. But it's like, what was my question? Does that make you
No, you were talking about how I was saying how, like, the more responsibility you take on.
Oh, I think what I'm trying to say is I agree, but I just feel like, to a degree, does it make you feel like, does that make you age faster? I see nutrition on that page, washed chicken. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of look at you and think to myself, you don't seem like you're struggling. You make it look really sort of like, I honestly think to myself.
Natural.
Yeah, I just think you're just a guy that goes to uni, fucking studies hard, obviously, you know, likes to...
Because
party every now and then.
Yeah, I love me.
Likes to, you know,
yeah.
You know, likes to have a bit of fun. But what were we talking about before that?
I don't remember.
You know what? It went back to juggling the two.
Oh, we're talking about responsibility.
Yeah, right. So, to answer your question then.
I don't remember what my question was.
No, you asked me, do I not think that it do you not believe that it makes us, like, grow older faster?
Yeah.
Like, and so we went down that rabbit hole. That was,
damn, oh, okay, continue, please.
That's good, huh? That's really good. Okay, so we can go down another rabbit hole now.
So I studied sports science at undergrad, right?
Yeah.
And the four components of the sports science degree was made up of biomechanics, physiology, nutrition and psychology. And from the moment I started nutrition, I hated it. And you know what? Now I'm 24, I'm where I am today. I regret it very muchly, because I could have laid the foundations of nutrition then. It's only now that I feel like, whoa. Do you know what? Maybe I hate it because I don't. I'm going on a tangent. That discussion you and Ben were having, whenever it was you guys did your podcast, I'd probably be just sitting there and hearing what you guys have to say and asking you questions based around what you've just said.
You know,
I don't think I would have the knowledge to come in and jump in. Whereas if we're talking more, even if we're talking more physiology based or a bit more biomechanical, we had me, Ben, and Jess had a really good conversation. Something as simple as tempos.
Mm-hmm. And because she's doing this biomechanics course at the minute, she's really learning how
Jesus.
To like, yeah.
Oh.
She really understands how to like manipulate different muscles, and it was just so interesting in terms of like how like we did a bench press, and I can't remember the whole logistics behind it, but she wanted to eliminate the traps, but I can't remember why. It was a really good conversation.
A lot of the problem I had trying to get with the times with social media and using media, because I really just didn't like the idea of it.
Mm.
I genuinely didn't.
Oh,
like,
that's why now you're on Instagram.
But that, the fact that I use it for the business makes it seem like it has a purpose for me, because I still think it's quite, like, even though it's massive and like it's just all over the world and everyone's on it and you just have to accept it. It's just that everyone is on it.
Have you watched Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Have you watched the new ones?
What's the latest ones?
Oh, don't worry. We'll talk about that later then.
I've only seen up to the one with the man-eating dogs.
Oh, you mean Metalhead? The grey and black,
yeah.
Black and white one? Oh,
yeah,
you
yeah.
need to do some catching up. Because that means you haven't even seen Bandersnatch. And that one isn't very good. Spoilers.
Okay, then. So, we digressed. So,
yeah.
Nutrition.
Nutrition.
So, what is it about...
It just doesn't interest me.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. There's no if, ands, or detour left or detour right. It simply doesn't interest me. Like, for example, when I was on a rowing team, I used to be a rower. When I was on a rowing team at uni in 2015, I was in the best shape of my life. And I was eating good. But, I mean, okay, so that's more from an eating perspective. It's more the knowledge I'm a bit. But even from an eating, my knowledge and the eating, they feel the same way about each other. They don't like each other. I don't like them. But
right.
I was in the best shape.
I'm still baffled
life.
That you rode.
Oh, trust me, black people don't do water. As a PT, you're seen to be, you're perceived as this, especially from the outsiders who don't really understand training, you're perceived to have to be this guy who's lean, who clearly looks like he eats well, he has six pack and he's 6 foot tall, you know, just generally just Kini looks, model. You know what I mean? Just generally just looks like he's a fitness guy. But then you don't take into account what, like, especially if you're someone who's generally into training, you could, they don't take into account what their training is actually like. So you might be looking at, let's say Chris, for example. Chris is in the middle of a cut who generally just fits that description. Like, not to discredit him, not that I'm trying to say anything, like, but he looks like a
PT. Dissing you, Chris.
No, I'm not dissing you. But he looks like a PT. Whereas, who can I call? Oh, Graham Perone to me. Like, because of the way I train, it doesn't require me to have to be in a cut. In fact, if I'm cutting, I'm technically in a calorie deficit,
yep,
which isn't beneficial to someone who's trying to build strength.
Correct.
And transfer that strength to be just generally maximally strong. I want to be that guy.
You just want to do more than Shea, though, don't you?
On that note, because he said something that I really didn't like. He said that he's number one in the gym. You can lift more weight than me. That's fine, but I do it better than you. My snatch is technically nicer. At 6'4", are you crazy? Look, you see how I dip under that bar? You see that? That snatch.
That little dip. Yeah.
That overhead squat, baby. You know what I'm saying? But he can be stronger than me. That's fine. What was I going with that? And not that I'm a flat belly guy, but like, I have a little thing
I
there.
I believe your nickname is R. Jelly.
Whatever. Some of it is just because I like donuts. I'm not going to lie to you. Man likes donuts. I'm in a really bad donut phase. I feel like I've just spent the last 5 minutes trying to justify myself, but it is a thing. And do you know what? I'd imagine other PTs feel that way as well. You know, like when, like for example, in this country, in school, well, at least in London, when we used to, like the Asians are just always good at maths. So when you're good at something, like, you do it, you go through with it, like, you just do it because you're good at it. So, like, I knew guys that did further maths, A level maths, and now they're doing maths. Like, when you're just good at something, like, you just have a natural thing for it.
I read a lot of psychology stuff now, only because, like, I'm interested in it, you know, and I feel I learn a lot from it. You know what I mean? Before 18 months ago, psychology and all that sort of stuff would have been not even a thought in my mind.
Why is it a thought now? Because you know what?
I read a book. I read that Jordan Peterson's book, okay, that 12 Rules for Life. It completely changed everything about how I go about things.
I feel like my basketball background has a lot of play as to how I feel about psychology, in the sense of, like, for me, maybe not so basketball, maybe more just training as a whole. Like, you think of like trying to do a 1RM, for example. It's like you either do it or you complain and don't do it. And because you've complained, you've already put negativity in your mind. But if you sit and just breathe and relax and do what you got to do, you might hit it, you might not. But that doubt that you've already put into your mind, you're already done. I talk to myself, I'm not going to lie. I have at some time, but I generally just go and stand in the mirror and pretend that I'm talking to myself, that, like, I have a genuine... I know this sounds really crazy, but it works for me. Like, I generally have,
I can relate.
Like,
yeah, you do it. You look in the mirror and you just go,
because it's like,
man,
you, like,
sort yourself,
you know what
out,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you are talking to you, innit? Like, I don't know, I really feel like it sounds crazy, but you are genuinely just standing there talking to you. You need to pattern yourself. Like, look, like, just do what you gotta do. Like, whatever it is that's bothering you at that time, you sit down and you talk to yourself about it. Look, I feel like talking to yourself is great. You really bring it's almost like an outer experience.
You're kind of talking to yourself right now.
I kind of was.
I'm
for
actually
a second.
Not in this room. Anyway, where were we at?
We were talking about psychology, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the book. You know, that's what completely changed my life.
We were talking about nutrition.
Huh?
You watch it, yeah?
The chicken.
No. Just like all the meat and that, obviously. But obviously,
we freeze everything.
Yeah,
we freeze everything.
Yeah. Well, obviously, then you can't wash everything, but, you know, specifically chicken, you wash that, yeah. Like, my thing was, I think I found a way to defeat this argument.
Make yourself comfortable.
When you buy fruit, you wash it, right? You rinse it. Right?
Yeah.
Now,
go on.
If you're gonna rinse something that, do you know what? Probably doesn't even really need to be washed that much because it's in the air, and I guess you got insects flying around and germs flying around.
I would think about the amount of hands
that would
have touched the fruit. from when it was picked to when.
Oh, and you're not worried about that with a chicken?
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean? Animals, dead, blood's going flying around. They put it in a box where there's blood leaking out, and you're telling me you're comfortable to eat that. When you watch the thing, you see the thing is brown, and you're telling me you're happy to eat that.
Up until this point in my life, I just cook it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You're still alive.
I haven't died.
And, that's fair, and you're still alive. That's great. But do you know what? They try and say that you get salmonella when you...
Salmonella.
Yeah, they say you meet salmonella if you don't want, if you wash your chicken. But that tells me that they don't wash their things. I use spray, pat, 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 and then I use cleaner to wipe it down. So I don't meet salmonella. I never have. So I don't understand what the doctors people are trying to say. Obviously, I'm just a guy that does training. I'm just a trainer. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a trainer. And
Oh, man.
I'm sure that they would recommend spraying your surfaces down when you're done too, but it clearly sounds like they don't, because they're worried about salmonella.
I'm going to just keep this basic, because I've said this before. I just try and reduce my processed foods and refined sugars to a minimum, because I feel like that, for me, that seems to be the evil source. So if you're telling them to reduce their sugars and processed foods, you're telling them to reduce the bad foods in their diet, which, if they're overweight, is probably the primary source of their diet. As a trainer, if someone said to me, I'm a vegan or I'm a vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, I only eat ketogenic or whatever, I'd be like, listen, like, what you do is your business. Just stay away from the shit food. And you can be a mm-hmm. vegan and eat shit food.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen my fair share of vegans, in inverted commas, that, you know, probably don't fit the bill. And I don't want to say, like, I don't want to say something wrong here, but they don't fit the bill of someone who eats just a completely plant-based diet. And now I know there's going to be other factors that could contribute to that. Don't get me wrong. I understand mm-hmm. that. The science is there. But, you know, you can't deny the fact that there would be an element of bad diet in that as well. And if you can control that, then most of the time you're controlling other factors that contribute to it as well. Like, you know, medical conditions can be attributed by diet, which is caused by, you know, obesity and being overweight and whatnot. Do you know what I mean? Diabetes is one of them. If you are overweight or obese, reducing those two things should be the first thing, in my view, to reduce.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, so that way you can get something under control in terms of your sugar levels, insulin levels rising, and try and keep, even for some people, type 2 diabetes, you know, keeping that under control, because that is the primary factor for type 2 diabetes. It's diet, isn't it? Lifestyle.
Yeah.
Lifestyle. So increase your exercise and then control your diet. So that's my philosophy with nutrition in a very long-winded fashion.
What's next?
So, goals?
From a learning standpoint, I specifically want to do check out the British weightlifting level 1 and level 2 qualifications. Uni just created a really big interest in that for me, so I want to learn how to coach. I know how to perform the movements, and I can coach it now to a degree, but not fundamentally to the T, because I don't really know what. I mean, yeah, you can Google it, and I have this thing that just kind of just break it down for you, but it's like with basketball, you get taught how to do certain things, and I kind of want to have someone go through that with me, like, you should do it like this because, approach it like this because, not just, I've seen this on YouTube, or I've read about this on the internet somewhere, and they've suggested that this point should be performed like this. It would be nice for someone to actually say this, and say why. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, right now, I'm just, I'd go so far to say I don't really have specific goals out there. Like, I want to get better at PT, and the better I get, the more cash flow comes, I'd imagine. But apart from those three things, it's like, well, those four, I guess. My main goal is to just have fun. I've been in school for 20 years.
That's what drives me. Is not allowing myself to get complacent, because the moment you do, you just you can just fall off the rails a bit, you know. You just, you can't afford to take your foot off the pedal sometimes. And that goes back to that thing we were talking about before about taking on responsibility, and then it actually makes you feel more like you want it, you're more efficient. Yeah. You know, everything just sort of, you're doing things a lot more quicker. It's weird. It's really weird, but it happens. Mm. It does happen. So yeah, I'm kind of enjoying that.
So I mentioned Shia and your contrasting views. What else do you guys contrast about?
Height.
Why?
He's not a tall guy, is he? We don't really contrast. We bounce off each other.
Do you?
Yeah. I think he knows more than he thinks he does, but I think he feels the same way about me. But I think he, every time I talk to him, I learn something.
Mm. Yeah.
I just learned something.
He's got that school teacher thing about him. I've seen him with Ant. He goes to Ant. So, why was that wrong? Like, what was wrong with that one? Is that he says it
I just think that's his coaching, though. I think that's his coaching.
Yeah.
Because I'm not exactly the nicest coach you are.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't do sympathy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do sympathy, and like, I really struggle with, like, how do I articulate this correctly? Whining. From a training standpoint, it's just the not easy makes you feel, this is hard. And it gets like that.
But yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't think that being sympathetic is...
Because it's not going to help them.
No, it's not the best option, no. But being honest, I think, could be a better way to describe it. And you know, not honest is necessarily harsh. You know, it might sound harsh, but it might just be reality.
Yeah. So for me, like, one of the things that, like, you hear about all these left and right diets, this the vegan diet, your vegetarian diet, all of these keto diets and all of that. And for me, it's just like, but more, I mean, I guess maybe, do you know what, maybe not so much vegetarian and vegan, but like, you know, all of the, like, the weight loss one specifically, like, for me, it's just like, yes, because especially because I kind of had a go at it, that period when I dropped all my weight down to like 95 and I was the best I'd been in a while, yeah. I don't believe in stripping carbs at all. I believe in kind of backing them down, but
same. Yeah,
but to get rid of them is absurd to me. Because
I don't like the idea of getting rid of them.
It's the main energy source. So why don't we just play it? Calorie deficit, it's like, for me, it's as simple as calorie deficit and just manipulating the variables within your proteins, fats, and carbs. Mm-hmm. I'll never say just get rid of it. I just don't believe in it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll finish with clients. What are you noticing in terms of the clients you're training? Like, is there a pattern of people?
In terms of the type of clients I'm attracting? Yep. Do you know what? Out of uni, I've just started working too. I've been out of uni and I'm comfortable enough to kind of want to do this. I've got a nice balance of that at the minute. I've got a nice batch of sustainable and fun people to work with. You know, that's the great thing about training, that everyone's built differently.
They are.
Yeah.
And there's no one size fits all. And so any theory put to practice, like, it's your theory. Yeah. You can do it however you want.
Yeah.
You know? It's amazing. Like, that's what I do. I put everything to practice in terms of how I want to see it played out. So, you know,
On the note of exercise, though, so like exercises, so like you said, I said that at, my shoes. Like I said, the lunge is difficult to teach. What's your, I wanted to go to the deadlift and the RDL. And how do you feel? When you see it, like, you know, a lot of people teach a deadlift and RDL in a hyperextension.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think they do that? So let's just say, if I was to teach an RDL
in terms of like this thing, this is where I would essentially stop. But I know I can engage my hands from here. Like even from here, I'm catching what I need. But then from the extension phase, you see a lot of
bring it forward.
My hip. You see a lot of that.
Weird. And to squeeze the glutes.
Yes, exactly. And I don't. And you know what? What bothers me about it is that, like, when you think of squeeze, everybody know what squeeze is. It's this or it's this or it's, you know, squeeze. So I don't know how you can misconstrue a over lean and obviously for that load in your lower back and squeezing your cheeks. Because when you do a hip thrust, nobody leans back because you're already on the floor, but you squeeze.
Correct.
So how do you get the two misconstrued?
I don't.
Okay. I mean, I don't. I mean, it's just one of those things.
I don't. So I actually don't understand why someone would get it misconstrued. But yeah, that's my simple answer to that.
I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Just passing thoughts.
Yeah, it's one of those thoughts. Every time I see it in the gym, there's certain things that I see in the gym, and it's like, oh, the one that really gets me nowadays is wearing a resistance band to do lunges. If the way I coach a lunge is to have extension in the spine, which if we look at the lead leg would create a right angle at the hip, which goes straight to create another right angle at the knee. So I play with right angles in a lunge,
mm-hmm.
Ideally in both legs. So with the rear leg as well, to the degree that when you're sitting down, this one comes the right angle in front, and the right angle behind, and then when you're standing up, especially in a split squat. I mean, before we go into the split squat, I don't know why you'd use it in a walking lunge, isn't it? To be honest, but from a split squat position, when I stand up, I'm able to engage the glute on. The rear glute, when you get that big extension,
so people know you've got his right leg forward.
I've got my right leg forward and my left leg behind. Back. When I extend, I can engage this rear glute. But how are you supposed to? First of all, how are you balanced if you've got resistance band? That's just to keep you here. And if you sit down, where's your range of motion? There is no range of motion because the resistance band is stopping you from going anywhere.
I've never seen anyone do that.
Oh, trust me, you've seen it. You've seen it. Or maybe you haven't seen it, but it's there. I saw a girl doing it by the staff room door.
I think that's a great way to cause a blooper reel in the gym.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Someone's going to stack it.
Yeah. I feel like...
Unless I'm missing out on an exercise here that's new. That's like, yeah. See, this is what I was telling you about before, about not being in with the hip kids. Maybe that's what the kids are doing these days.
It's about understanding how the body works.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. That's my understanding of how the body works. Maybe it's changed.
I suppose.
Maybe the society's outlook on how the body works.
I feel like there's a greater problem out here. Not to throw shade, but like for example, Grace Fit. She's the one. I don't know if she's the innovator of these Grace Fit. Well, I mean, obviously she has her own one, her Grace Fit bands. But you've seen those really thick resistance bands.
Mm.
Right, I tried one time to squat, and I couldn't open my leg. And now, let's be serious. Now, I couldn't push that band to do a proper squat.
You see women just like,
and girls are just banging them out. But I mean, what I can squat, what I can back squat 140, I can front squat 120, I can hip thrust damn near 180, I can deadlift damn near 200. Bro, I got legs. So how is it that they can do that or kind of do it or? And I can't. It doesn't make sense. And I think
I think it does.
No. Because what I think it is that they who edited this video? I bought bands into my LBT classes a few months ago, and some girls were using those bands, and they literally couldn't do some of the exercises because the thing just has too much resistance. For me, the point of a band, at least from a squat, is to create external rotation to activate the lateral side of the glute.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't do that, then why the hell are you using a band? Which is why I go back to the lunge example. What are you using a band for? Walking forwards.
Yeah, well, going back to the squat, also to keep the knees out.
because people struggle with that. Mm. It's like valgus knee coming in, bang, bang, bang.
At the same time, I feel like that's just something people need to understand is going to happen in a squat, regardless of how strong you are. You need to know how to... you need to learn how to be able to perform external rotation. It's as simple as that.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's true. Very true.
Because if you can't do that, you're gonna again, like you said, you're gonna valgus. You lose all your power. Then how are you gonna stand up?
Right, man. We've been going for nearly 2 hours. All right, so let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
With some beats. Let's see.
Are we emceeing? Oh shit! Yeah, I got that.
You got it?
Yeah, I got that.
All right, man. Let's see what we got.
Hey, I need to catch this.
DJ Hopper. DJ Hunger.
I'm a great. I'm glad I sat at London, eh? When I see him, then I shout him, eh? Too fast, furious on the street, yo. Cool, cool, walker on the skyline, yo. I died, then came back like Eminem. I like peanut, Eminem, that's me, yeah. I can't split, I'm just chatting fast, yeah. Fast, naff, just chatting shit, yeah. I got logic, like the music. Huh?
I thought you were doing well.
I just dropped the beat. It's a bit too fast for me. Let me get some of that, like Mobb Deep. Let me get some of that.
You can't put anything real. This is unlicensed.
Oh, it has to be unlicensed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is this for Palm Music?
No.
Let me go again.
That is licensed,
though. Oh, by the way, my mixtape's coming out soon. Versatility 2.
Hey, man. Don't be plugging that. Don't be doing that on my podcast, all right?
Plugging?
Yeah. Putting like, oh, yeah, I'm just about to drop a CD next week.
Yeah. Versatility 2 is coming out soon.
Road to Free, rap beat.
Let me get a beat. Hey, what should I rap about, though? Training? Girls?
No, not this one.
Machine guns? Cars? GTA? The M's? This one says Marada. I'm gonna hear this. New face, baby. Is this gonna drop? Oh, there we go. A bit too hectic out here. I'm not feeling this hectic beat out here. I'm from London, that's how we get it up here. Up in the city, yeah, I run the grind, eh. Pure gym trainer, that's me, Aerodynamic training, follow me, You can't follow me, you take it. Listen. I got a twin brother, he took pictures, though. I got a big brother, he make music, though. They got another brother that played... What? Hey, you lost the rhythm.
He goes.
I come back, put two on them. Bad boys too, I put two on them. I got hella blocks, put two on them. If you got two, I put four on them. I'm a foreigner, I foreign them. I got a chicken dipper, I make chicken run. When I say chicken, I don't mean food. When I say chicken, I mean it's wet, dude. I take him down with my flipping dipper. Make him look like a chicken dipper. Star Wars man, I'm a flipper. I run back now cause I'm a...
Verse 1.
It's verse 2. Yo, I'm going back in, listen. Yo. And shout out my brother back in the end, innit? You know what I'm saying? Shout out all my drillers. Yo. I got 10 toes on the hot block. If you try spot me, then you got struck. Got bricks, I'ma sling them. 10 toes and I'ma brick them. Got a whip up with my whip up. Got a whip up with the whip up. Got a whip up with the... Hey, listen. Yo, where's the food? Meet me up. I got a... And a... He couldn't say those words if he was swearing, though. Yeah. That's that explicit lyric, though. He said that... And...
yeah. Explicit. That. Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Nice stuff.
That's nice.
I do better at writing lyrics. I'm not really a freestyler. I do better at writing my lyrics. So
you're trying to be like Eminem in 8 Mile on the bus.
And I can't believe you just made me freestyle that.
How good is that?
No, that was horrible.
Man, I don't know if I've got a bus. I don't know. I might be walking home right now. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But that was absolutely awesome. I'm so happy with that.
Do you guys have fevers?
Why, yeah.
Yeah, because basically, we know because we stepped in the mud.
Oh, is there all mud around?
Well, at least
I'll vacuum it tomorrow.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'll do it in the morning.
Yeah, I was really uncomfortable about that.
Right, is it all over the floor?
Yeah.
Oh, fine, yeah, I can vacuum it. It's fine. Man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So we need to get shy on the show, we need to have a
discussion. Hang on a second. Let's plug our businesses.
Oh, basically, yeah. So, aerodynamic training, like you heard it on the freestyle, make sure you follow that. ERODYNAMIC _ training. That's TRAINING. Follow that.
Cool. What I'll do is I'll put it all in the description too. So, just say it and then I can do it later.
Oh.
I just wanted to make you spell it.
Oh. And that's Erounu is the other one as well. So, E-R-O-U-N-U. Yeah, now that I said it, I might as well spell the other one too. So, aerodynamic training. I've got free spaces in the mornings at the minute. So, you know, if you're into strength training or, you know, if you're interested in just some flexibility and mobility, because my party tricks is just split, so I'm telling you that I know how to move a little bit.
Yeah, you got your Saturday class, don't you? Your Sunday class.
Do you know what? I've held back on that recently because I just need some time to focus on me a little bit.
Sure.
So I've pulled that back a bit. So I still do PT on Saturday mornings, but I've just had to scale that back just because of when it finishes in a day. It means I get home at like 2-3 o'clock. So
yeah,
just,
you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah.
Eros given his details, and then most of you know mine. Anyone that follows me or goes to my YouTube channel, which is APT's Life on YouTube. But if you type in the complete PT podcast, it'll come up.
You can just put it in the description after.
Yeah, that's what I do. I always do anyway. But just to let people know that Circle 8 Massage, PG20, that's the discount code, www.circle8massage.co.uk if you wish to book one. And then just come and see me if you want any PT.
Come and see me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you decide who you'd rather speak to because, you know.
I'm funnier.
Yeah, that's the idea behind these podcasts. We want people to see what we're like and, you know, obviously that's a big part of our business. We want need to get to know people. So personality is a huge thing. That's why we focus on it. So, until next time, peeps.
Shalom, my friend. So I say
thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Bye.